A hotel for millennials. That is what the parent company of Radisson Hotels is hoping to create. The company announced at a conference in Minneapolis last night that it is planning to build 60 hotels geared at Generation Y, also known as millennials, with the first expected to open next year. And Radisson is not alone in marketing to the younger generation. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, is with us now from New York to discuss. Derek, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us what Radisson is doing and what is behind it.
Radisson is spending $140 million on building a series of hotels geared to millennials. This group, born between 1980 and 2000, 18 to 34, there's 86 million millennials. So this is the largest generation in American history. And although it's been bit by the recession, it eventually will grow up to be the middle-aged power brokers of the economy. And so you see not just Radisson, but a lot of brands sort of thinking ahead and saying, how do we get this group of 86 million people to like us while their brand allegiances are supple and elastic, and we can sort of capture them now so that they become lifetime customers?
Well, what other companies are doing things like this?
You see a lot of hotel companies doing this. Starwood launched its own sort of millennial-geared hotel unit about 5 or 6 years ago. Car companies, interestingly enough, are doing this a lot. You saw in 2008, 2009, right after the crash, millennials not buying cars and houses the way they used to. And this is a huge problem for the economy because cars and houses are such a big part of recovery growth, those big-ticket items. So you've seen cars in car commercials, you know, on Saturday nights and Wednesday nights, you see these commercials that make cars look like gadgets. They have these gizmos in the front. You can hook up your iPad. It's a social experience. The car on these commercials is always stocked with people. They're really trying to show millennials, I think, that rather than see their smartphone as an alternative to driving around in a car they own, thinking of the car as an extension of the smartphone, something that gets you where you want to go, that can play your favorite music, that connects you to friends, that makes you feel social and worthwhile. And you see in Radisson's own plans very much an attempt to do this, to make the hotel experience feel more social, more personalized.
Well, let's get back to that, because what exactly does a hotel for a millennial do that a hotel for anybody else doesn't? I see that Radisson wants to, allow you to stock the minibar with the drinks that you like, but that seems a little weird.
Right. You get to the layout, which is theoretically more open, more airy, to the room where you can call ahead and have a sandwich ready for you. Literally, you can have the bar stocked with the beer and alcohol that you like. One detail was actually that you could have on the screens around the hotel room projected photos of your family and friends. That gets a little too personalized, I think. But, I mean, really what they're trying to do, I think, is to advertise the fact that they're listening, and they know that this younger generation expects a certain kind of social connectivity that's literally built right there into the room.
Any industry that's way behind the curve on this that's just not figured it out?
Well, the hard thing, I think, is the economics. You know, millennials are the only generation for whom real income fell in the 3-4 years after the Great Crash. So what you're dealing with here isn't just a problem of advertising. It's a problem of arithmetic. And I think it's the industries struggling with the arithmetic, like housing, where you really, really see this as a problem. It's very difficult to sell an expensive car, an expensive house to a demographic that simply does not have the money to spend for it and cannot get the credit to spend for it. There is no advertising campaign. There is no technological solution to this problem. So, you know, those, I think, are the companies, the really expensive luxury brands that formerly relied on a certain millennial demographic that you see struggling. And it's not for any fault of theirs necessarily. It's just simply the Great Recession and its aftermath.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, one last note. Earlier in our dialects piece, you said you say three words the same.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Okay. I said I say them differently, and listeners, including Claus Future, want to know how. What are they? So are
oh,
you ready?
Here you
okay.
go. Let us know.
Mary is the girl's name. She will marry someone, and they will be Mary.
Mary. Mary.
See? Do you hear it?
Such a New Yorker.
You don't hear it, do you?
I do. I can hear it. I just don't say it like that. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.